Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Ches, and we are 12 lines from the top of Daf Ches Amid Aleph, Ve'i Bo Yaseima. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Feiga Rachel, Sara Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, and Esther Kreindl bas Devora. So we're at the tail end of the first sugya of the Masechta, which deals with the laws that state that an erva that falls liyibum is pater min hayibum u min achalitza. Not just the erva, but also the tzaras erva. Not just the tzaras erva, but also a tzaras erva. And the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis brought a braisa. Minoani mili. What's the makar? And the Gemara said it's learned out from Gzeir Shava. It says Olea in the parasha of Yibum, Yavama Yavay Olea. And it says Olea by the erva of Achis Isha, V'isha el Achisa loisikach litzor legalois ervasa Olea b'chayea. And from the Olea, we learn that the Isser Eish Hasach is going to apply even b'makom Yibum. And the Gemara asked the great Sakasha, and that is time of the Kasav Rachman Olea. The only reason there's no Yibum by an Erva is because the Torah wrote the word Olea. Halav Achi. But had the Torah not written the word Olea, you would think that there would be Yibum even by an Erva. Freak the Gemara, how could you have such a Havamina? L'chura, Yibum is a mitzvah saseh. Isurei arayos are alois asei sheyesh by karis. Ve'en asei doich alois asei sheyesh by karis. Meaning, even though we know asei is doich alois asei, and it's learned out from the smichos between kalai and tzitzis, but that's an ordinary alois asei. Alois asei sheyesh by karis. Asei is not doicha. If that's the case, in svara we should know that yibum is not doich arayos. If that's the case, why do I need aleo to teach me that there's no yibum by an erva? L'chura, it's something that we should know misvara. And after 4+ dafin of discussion in the Gemara, we finally emerged with a mahalach, albeit an imperfect mahalach. And that is, the Gemara said, that it could be the reason we need aleo, is because without aleo, I would have thought Nelef b'mamotzino. We would say that it's true ordinarily an asei is not doicha lois asei sheyesh b'karis. But we're talking about the asei of Yibum. And we find in every single Yibum that Yibum is doicha lois asei sheyesh b'karis. What's that lois asei sheyesh b'karis that every single Yibum is doicha? The Isser Eish Hasach. So I would have thought mamotzino that Yibum's doicha the Isser Eish Hasach. So too Yibum could be doicha Achis Isha or Bitoi or one of the other arayas. That's why we need Aleo to tell me that that's not the case. But the Gemara responded with a very obvious question, and that is, no, it's not a mamotzino, because this that Yibum is doicha Eish Hasach, that's true. However, it's always one erfa. It's Eish Hasach. If Yibum's going to be Doicha Achos Isha or one of the other Arayas, being that every Yivam is also an Eish Hasach, it's going to come out that Yibum would be Doicha to Isurim Sheyesh Baikaris. For that, you don't have a Mamatzinu. There's a Mamatzinu that Yibum could be Doicha one Loisase Sheyesh Baikaris, one Erva. But you don't have a Makar that Yibum could be Doicha two Loisase Sheyesh Baikaris, two Arayas. And the Gemara said it's true. But at the same time, we can invoke a principle known as Hoyul V'Ishtari Ishtari. And that's a Svara that would help us use the Mamatzinu that was very much yesterday's daf. And the Gemara said that being that you could have thought Nelef Mi Mamatzinu with the help of a svara hayol v'ishtari ishtari, it's for that reason we need aleo. But the Gemara said that the only time you would say hayol v'ishtari ishtari is if the achames was the first one to get married, he died, and then afterwards the avama became an erva to the achachai. Nasa meis v'meis v'achakach nasacha. Otherwise, you wouldn't have, again, all yesterday's daf, hayol v'ishtari ishtari. And the Gemara said, enochinami, ki itzterich aleo, hecha denosa meis v'meis, v'achakach nosachai. So for right now, where we're at is, we have a reason why, in a case where it was nosa meis v'meis, v'achakach nosachai, we would need aleo. But the Gemara in today's daf is going to conclude this discussion, and the Gemara is going to do it by continuing along and bringing two additional mekairis, why it is we need aleo. Zokti Gemar, v'iba yiseima. Perhaps you can say, asya bekeshim d'Rabbi Yoyin. The reason we had to come on to aleo to tell me that there's no yibum by an erva is because otherwise I would have thought there is, because I would have learned it from a hekesh. Which hekesh? Not just any Hekesh. The Hekesh of the Rabbi Yoinan. This is the first time we have the Hekesh of the Rabbi Yoinan and say their Nashim. Sokhti Gemara Dam Rabbi Yoinan, Rabbi Yoinan said, V'item, some say Rav Huna Breid Rabbi Yeshua. Some say it was Rav Huna Breid Rabbi Yeshua that said. Amakro, it says in the Pasuk, Yichola Sheye Yasem, Yichola Toyeva Se'elu V'nichoso. So this Pasuk lumps together all the different Arayas. Yichola Sheye Yasem, Mi Kol HaToyeva Yisoelu. All the Toyevas, all the different Arayas. So said Rabbi Yoinan, some say it was Rav Huna Breid Rabbi Yeshua. Hukshu Kol Arayas Kulon Le'esh Hazak. That all the Arayas were hookish to each other, or in our case, to Eshesach. How so? Ma Eshesach Shario, just like Eshesach is Mutter b'makom Yibum. Afkal Arayas, Nami Shario, and so to all Arayas, are going to be Mutter b'makom Yibum. So I would have thought that we should say Hekesha the Rabbi Yoina, or for the same price, it could have been the Hekesha the Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, because the Gemara says either Rav Huna said it or Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said it. So Hakol Tali b'mazel, Rav Yoina was the first of the two Tanam that were mentioned, and it goes down as the Hekesh of the Rabbi Yoinu. But either way, says the Gemara, I would have thought, based on a Hekesh, that maybe we should say that just like Yibum is Doicha Ishazach, so too it's Doicha, one of the other Arayas, Kasav Rachman Oleh, it's for that reason we need Oleh. Now Rashi speaks out something very important, that when the Gemara tried the same move on the Avzayin of the days, albeit with a Mamatzinu, the Gemara said, Nelef Mamatzinu, just like Yibum's doicha ishasach, so too it should be doicha, one of the other arayas. What was the Gemara's teretz? No, it's not a good mamotzinu. Why? Because ishasach is only one erva. But the moment there's another erva, there's going to be two arayas, because you can have ishasach plus the achisisha, or whatever the additional erva is going to be. A very, very good kasha. Now what the Gemara is doing is, the Gemara is essentially making the same argument, albeit using hekish as opposed to mamotzinu. Oh, but Frank Rashi, what's the difference? So Rashi, there's a very big difference. The difference is Meshivin al Mamotzinu, Aval e Meshivin al Hekesh. You can ask kashas on Mamotzinus, but you can't ask kashas on a Hekesh. And being that this is not the Mamotzinu of Rabbi Yoina, it's the Hekesh of the Rabbi Yoina. We're talking about Hekesh. Oh, we're talking about Hekesh. The Allah is Ein Meshivin al Hekesh, and because Ein Meshivin al Hekesh, so it's for that reason that Pircha is not going to be a Pircha. Abzok the Gemara, Amalei Ravachim Yidifte the Ravino, but Ravachim Yidifte asked Ravino a different question. He said, Mechni, Kol Arayas Ikolaku Shinul Eishasach. All Arayas can be Hukish Leishasach, the Ikolaku Shinul Achisisha, and they can be Hukish Lachisisha. My Chos is the Akshas Lachisisha. Why are we Makish all the Arayas Lachisisha? Let's be makish et eishasach. So what was Rav Achim Yidifti's kasha? His kasha was like this. It's mavu in the Gemara that without aleh aleh, you would be makish arayos te eishasach. And you would say that just like Yibum is doicha eishasach, so too Yibum should be doicha shara arayos. The teretz is, you have aleh aleh. Where does it say aleh? It says aleh by achisisha. It doesn't say by the shara arayos. How do I know shara arayos? I know Shara Raya said the price on the Afkim Lamed Beis because they're hookshu to Achos Isha. So Frank the Gemara, if really you can be makish Shara Raya's to Ishasach, that was the Havamina, that's why we had to come on to Aleh Aleh in the first place, and you can be makish the Shara Raya's to Achos Isha, mehecha teisi be makish to Achos Isha, to tell me that there's no Yibum by Shara Raya's, maybe be makish to Ishasach, and tell me that there will be Yibum. So the Gemara says two terutz. Iba is saying one terutz is the kula of a chumra, the chumra makshina. It's true. You can be makish shararayis to eishasach and say a kula, and you'll say that is yibum b'shararayis. You can be makish shararayis to achisisha and say a chumra and say that there won't be yibum. Essentially, you can be makish the kula, you can be makish the chumra. There's a rule in Hekish that states the chumra makshinon. And being that we're always makish l'chumra, so therefore we're going to be makish l'chumra, we're going to compare shara rayis to achis isha, and we're not going to be makish l'kulu, we're not going to compare shara rayis to ishasach. Iba is saying, alternatively, you could say, hacha trei isuri, v'hacha trei isuri. If you're going to be makish shara rayis to achis isha, it's a more direct comparison. Because achis isha has two arayas, it has the ishasach plus the achis isha, and all the other arayas are also going to be two isurim. It's going to have the ishasach plus whatever other erva it is. V'tre mitre yalfina. That makes sense. Aval hocho. But if you're going to be makish shar arayas te ishasach, it's chada isura v'tre michada lo yalfina. You're going to be makish shar arayas which have two isurim, to ishasach, which is only one isur, and shrei michado lo yalfinan. Therefore, says the Gemara, makes more sense to be makish shara rayas to achis isha than it does to be makish shara rayas to ishasach. And just to clarify, even though we just spoke out a moment ago that the Gemara dafka didn't ask how could you be makish Achus Arayas to Ishasach. Ishasach is only one Erva. It's only one Isser. And Achus Ish and all the other Arayas are two. And we said the Teretz is because Emeshiv and Allah Hekish. And now all of a sudden, the by the same of the Gemara says, when I have a choice to be Makishar Arayas to Ishasach or be Makishar Arayas to Achus Ish, we're Makishar to Achus Ish, not to Ishasach. Why? Because Achus Ish is Trey, and this is Trey, and Ishasach is one, and this is two. The Trey mi Trey Alfinon, Trey mi Chadalay Alfinon. I thought we just said Emeshiv and Allah Hekish. You could learn two from one. The Teretz is, of course, you could learn two from one. All the Gemara is saying is, over here I have two options. One option is to learn Trey Mitre. The other option is to learn Trey Michat. It makes more sense to learn Trey Mitre than it does to learn Trey Michat. But the bottom line is says the Gemara, Omar, the Iba Yisneima, that you want to know why we had to come on to Aleo Aleo. You want to know why we needed a drosha and a brisa to tell me that there's no Yibum when it comes to Arayas. It's because without a pasuk, I would have thought that we should be makish all Arayas to the Erev of Eish Nesach. And being that Eish Nesach is nidcha b'makom mitzvas yibum, because every single yavam is an Eish Nesach, and still the Torah said yavam yavo yola. So I would have thought, based on hekish, we should say that the same will be true for all Arayas. What's this hekish? Where do you find there's a hekish between Shara Arayas and between Eish Nesach? That's the Akesha de Rabbi Yoino. Gicholas sher yasem mikol atoyev v'sa'elo v'nichrasu hukshu kol Arayas kulon. So we know that all the Arayas are hukshu zelozeh. So I would have thought, based on the Akesha de Rabbi Yoino, that we should be makish all the other Arayas to Eish Nesach. That's why I need Aleh Aleh to tell me that no, that it's Tavke Eish Nesach that's mutter, a Bishar Arayas, that already is not going to be mutter. And that is the second Teretz of the Gemara. The first Teretz of the Gemara was, I would have thought, Hayov Ishtari Ishtari, which is limited in scope, because that only would help me for Nasa Meis, for Meis, for Achakach Nasa Chai. The second Teretz of the Gemara is, I would have thought, Hakesha de Rabbi Yoina. Sok the Gemara, Rava Amar. Rava said a third Teretz. And Rava made a little bit of a revolutio in the Braisa on Daf Gimel Amad Beis. Rava said, Erva Gufa Loi Tzricha Kra. The truth is, really, the whole Braisa that the Gemara brought on Daf Gimel Amad Beis, Aleh, Aleh, it wasn't necessary for Erva Gufa. For Achis Isha, we don't need a pasuk. Why? The Ein Asei Doichel Lois Asei Sheyesh Beikaris. It's Pashat. Asei is not Doichel Lois Asei Sheyesh Beikaris. And if that's the case, there's no reason, there's no Havamina, there's absolutely no necessity for a drasha to tell me that there's no Yibba B'makam Erva. Ki Yitzrich Kras. What then do I need a pasuk for? L'meset Tzara. I need it to tell me that Tzara is going to be Aser. To tell me that Tzara is Aser B'makam Yibum, that's why I need it Aleh. I didn't need Aleh to tell me that the Erva herself is going to be Aser. I would have known that Misvara. I need it for Tzara's Erva. What's the Makar to Tzara's Erva? It says Litzvar in the Parasha of Achris Isha. The whole concept of a tzaras erva is a chiddush in the world of Yibum. So the Torah wrote in the pasuk of Achris Isha the word Aleh to tell me Yivama Yavay Aleh. And then the Torah said Litzrar to tell me that there's a concept of a tzaras erva. But the point is, Aleh is not coming to teach me the Isser Erva b'makom yibum, because that I would know misvara, because I say it's not toich alois, I say sheyesh b'karis. Rather, what Aleh is coming to teach me is the halacha of tzaras erva. So you're going to tell me, what do you mean? Tzaras erva I know from litzrar. That's true. I need Aleh to know that the issa tzaras erva is b'makom yibum, which the Gemara is going to, in the course of these next several lines, flesh out a little bit better, says the Gemara. So Rava's just right out of the gate said what? That even though the brightness seems very much to be bringing a source to the halacha that there's no yibum by an erva, but Rava said erva really is loy tzrichakra. So says the Gemara, is that possible? The erva loy tzrichakra. For Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Just read the Braisa. Ain't li Elohi. The Braisa brings the drash of Aleh, and then it says ain't li Elohi. I would only know the erva mishom. But sarasa minayin. So what do you mean? It sounds like ain't li Elohi, and he erva is learned out from Aleh. So isn't it seem pretty clear that I am using Aleh to teach me that there's no yibum by an erva? So the Gemara says mishom. Shum tzarasa. Ainli Elohi is just being mentioned because we're building up to mention the halacha of tzara. So we just want to establish that Aleh means yibum, but it's all because of the next part of the braisa, because of the tzarasa part. But the hemshech of the braisa said Ainli Elohein. It said that when we learn all the other arayas from Tzaras Achis Ishna. So there too, it said again, Eli Elohein, I would know that all the other Arayas are excluded from Yibum. How do you know the Tzaras? So doesn't it sound again like Goleus teaching me all those Arayas? The one says, no, Mishum Tzaresein. It was only mentioned Mishum Tzaresein. That really Goleus only here, and it's only being mentioned in the Braisa because we're building up for the Tzaras. Okay, Mar Toshma, I'll bring you another Raya, maybe not like Rava. Rebbe, I mean, Rebbe says, so we're going to see more about Rebbe on Amud Beis. But for now, Rebbe said, it could have said in the Torah of a Lokach, instead it says Ulakacha. It could have said in the Torah V'yibem, and instead it says V'yibma. It says Ulakacha loy le'isha V'yibma. And Rebbe was bothered with the extra hays, the mapik hays. Ulakacha loy le'isha V'yibma. What are those extra hays for? So he said V'lokach is what it could have said. It says Ulakacha. V'yibem is what it could have said. It says V'yibma. Lesser tzaris v'arayis. Coming to tell me that all the tzaris and all the arayis are awesome. Again, what this means, we're going to see on Amud Beis. But for now, it sounds like we need a pasuk. Lesser tzaris and lesser arayis. It's a kasha on Rava. Right? Rava is saying that there really is no reason in the world you should ever need a pasuk to tell me that there's no yibim by an erva. We have the pasuk. The pasuk was only mentioned for the tzar. You see from Rebbe, clearly not that way. Rebbe said, V'lokach ulakacha v'yibem v'yibma lesser tzaris. It sounds like you do need a pasuk for arayas. So the Gemara says, "Ema lesser tzoros shel arayas." Doesn't mean tzoros ve'arayas, but rather what it means is tzoros shel arayas. Really, the whole drasha of Rebbe is coming to teach me the halacha of tzoros. Very Gemara v'atrei kari kanasavle. Rebbe said two drashas. V'lokach ulukacha v'yibem v'yibma. Sounds like he's teaching me two halachas, which is good in the simple reading of Rebbe. Lesser tzoros ve'arayas, but based on the edit of the Gemara, it's lesser tzore shel arayis, so that's only one halacha. Had to snatch them. So the Gemara says, my love, from the fact that we brought two psukim, doesn't that mean chad la'ever v'chad la'tzara? The Gemara says, lo, idi v'idi la'tzara. Really, both drashas are coming to teach me tzara. Chad la'meisar tzara b'makai mitzvah, the chad la'mishri tzara shaloi b'makai mitzvah. One's coming to teach me that a tzara's erva is aser b'makai yibum, and the other one's coming to teach me that a tzara's erva is mutter, which is something that's obviously very important in understanding the sugya of Tzaras Erva. The whole concept of Tzaras Erva is only a problem, but Makam Yibam, but there's no problem of Tzaras Erva, Shalab and Makam Yibam. My time, and where do you see this in the Pasik? The Yibam, the Yibma, it says, could have said v'yibem, instead it said v'yibma, and we learn from there, b'makam yibum huda asira tzara, shaloi b'makam yibum sharia tzara. So again, Rebbe's drasha was, it says, ulakacha loy li'isha v'yibma. Ulakacha could have said v'lokach, v'yibma could have said v'yibem. So the Gemara thought it means lesser tzarois v'arayas. Oh, it's a kashan rova. You see, you need a pasuk, lesser arayas. The Gemara says, no, it's lesser tzarois shel arayas. Lesser tzara shall arise, you need two drashas. Lesser tzara shall arise, you should only need one drasha. So the Gemara says, V'lokach ulekachas lesser tzarois. V'yibim v'yibma is teaching me that the iser tzaros is only b'makom yibum, but shaloi b'makom yibum, it's not going to be aser. We're going through this Gemara a little bit quickly because the Gemara is going to revisit this on Amud Beis, and then we'll go through it a little bit more thoroughly. But for now, says the Gemara, it's not a kasha on Rava. The Gemara brought this as a toshma for one point. Right? We're bringing Rebbe here, Agav, just to prove that Rebbe needed a pasuk lesser arayas. Lesser tzoros ve'arayas. Gemara says, no, it's lesser tzoros shel arayas. But really, you do not need a pasuk lesser tzoros. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi said, Masis anamideka, I'll bring you a raya from the Mishnah, a raya to Rava. Again, what's Rava saying? Rava saying that you want to know why the Braisa needed Olea. It's not to teach me that there's no Yibum b'makam Erva, but rather it's to teach me that there's no Yibum by a Tzara's Erva. But Erva herself, we don't need a Pasuk to teach me that there's no Yibum. Why? Because Yibum's an Aseh, and Arayas is a Lois Aseh Sheyesh by Karis, ve'en Aseh doicha Lois Aseh Sheyesh by Karis. Right? That was Rava's big chiddush, that enochinami. After all these dafim of the Gemara, Rava says, I'm masking to you 100%. You taka don't need a Joshua, but you have a Joshua. Rava says, you don't have a Joshua. The Braisa says, there's a Joshua. No, it's all for the Tzara. We taka don't need it, make it work. But the bottom line is, since we taka don't need a Joshua, so Rav Ashi says, you know something? I had a diak in the Mishnah, and Rava's bringing this diak to life. It's actually very, very medoyak. And the truth is, anyone that learned this Mishnah and paused for a moment could have made the same diak that Rav Ashi is about to make. So Rav Ashi said, Masis anami deka. Diktoni, what did the Mishnah say? Chamesh esrei noshim, poitrois tzorei seyem. Said Rav Ashi, isn't that interesting? What was the halacha that the Mishnah said? That there's no yibum b'makam erva. What did the Mishnah say? And there's no yibum by a tzaras erva. And there's no yibum by a tzaras erva. What did the Mishnah say? Chamesh esrei noshim, Poitrois Tzareis Seyim, the Tzareis Tzareis Seyim. The Mishnah never said there's no Yibam by an Erva. The Mishnah said that Arayas Pater Tzareis, meaning there's Alach of a Tzareis Erva, for Tzareis Tzareis Seyim, Tzareis Tzareis Erva. But the Mishnah literally was Poiseach Al Gabe, the Halacha, that there's no Yibam on an Erva. Why didn't the Mishnah say that? Says Rav Ashi, oh, this is a Raya to Rav. Again, the Mishnah says, Chamesh Esrei Noshim, Poitrois Tzareis Seyim. The Ilu Peturois, U Poitrois Loikatani. The Mishnah never felt it necessary to say that the Erva itself is part of a Mokam Yibum. You know why? Shmamina. This is a Raya to Rav. This is a Raya that there really is no Chiddush in the fact that there's no Yibum by an Erva. That was Pshita. The reason it was Pshita is because Ein Asei Doicha Lois Asei Sheesh by Garis. What was the Chiddush? The Chiddush was that there's no Yibum by a Tzara Serva. And that's why that was the only Allah of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Chamech Esrei Noshim Poitrois Tzareis Seyim. It never got involved in Pturois. Because Pturois since Pshita, my Kamashmulan, I don't even need the Mishnah for that. Like Rava said, what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? The Halach of Tzara Serva and Tzara Tzara Serva. And that's why the Mishnah never said Pturois, but rather the Mishnah jumped to Poitrois. Says the Gemara, Umayshna Erva Deloy Tzricha Kra. Why is it that we don't need a Pasuk according to Rava to tell me that there's no Yibam by an Erva? The Inas Eidoicha Loisa Seishiyach by Garis. Rava said very clearly, it's because of the Gemara's Kasha for the last five Dafin. It's because Inas Eidoicha Loisa Seishiyach by Garis. If that's the case, Sara Nami Loiti by Kra. So you shouldn't need a Pasuk for a Tzara either. Mishum the Inas Eidoicha Loisa Seishiyach by Garis. What's this Kasha? It's a little bit of a hard Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is that why does the Pasuk need Olea? The Pasuk should have just said Litzra. Once it would have said Litzra, I would know that a Tzara's Erva is an Erva. If a Tzara's Erva is an Erva, then there's no Yibum by a Tzara's Erva, just like there's no Yibum by any other Erva. So Vastaf Echabin Oleha, teach me, Yivama Yavoy Oleha, that there's no Yibum by a Tzara's Erva. Let it just say Litzra in the parish of Achis Isha. And once it says Litzra in the parish of Achis Isha, I'll know Litzra is an Erva. Tzara's Erva. And if that's the case, I'll know there's no Yibum. Because just like Rava holds, I don't need a Pasuk to tell me that there's no Yibum by an Erva, and he's not worried about Svaras of Hayov Ishtari, and he's not nispal from the Keshin to Rabbi Yoina, but rather he's masking to the Makshon Daf Gimel Amid Beis, that you don't need a Pasuk to teach me there's no Yibum by an Erva, because Einasei Doicha Loisa Sei Sheesh Bekar. So once the Pasuk says Litzra, I would know the same for a Tzaras Erva. So why does it have to say Alel? So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Acha Bar Bibi Mar L'Ravina Hachi Kamer Mishmei D'Rav. I'll tell you what I heard from Rav. He said, Tzara Nami Lo Yitzrachra Pash the Teretz. He says, Enochi Nami. We taka don't need a Pasuk. Once we establish that this is something called a Tzara's Erva and a Chinami. We would not need a Pasuk of a Leo to tell me that it's an Erva b'makom Yibum, because an Erva is an Erva b'makom Yibum, because Ein Asei Doicha Lois Asei Sheyesh Baikaris Yitzrokro. You know how we need the Pasuk? It's Pashat L'mishri Tzara Shalai b'makom Mitzvah. It's to tell me that it's Dafke b'makom Aleo, there's something called Litzra. It's Dafke b'makom Yibum that you have an Erva, but b'shalai b'makom Yibum you really don't have an Erva. My time, where do you see this on my crop? Because the Pasuk says Aleo, and we darshin b'makom Aleo who das that is a problem, but it's going to be mutter. Either way, the Gemara just now, literally 20 lines or so of back and forth and short, abrupt questions and answers, developed Rava's teretz to the Gemara, which is really the third teretz of the Gemara. It's going to continue, by the way. We're just stopping and coming up for breath for a second. And that is that La'olam Enochinami, the question that the Gemara asked on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that why should I need a pasuk to tell me that there's no Yibam by an Erva? Isn't it obvious? Ein asei doicha loisa asei sheyesh by karetz. And the teretz is, yes, it is obvious. And we taka don't need a pasuk. And when the Gemara in the Braisa brought the drash of Aleh, it was not coming to teach me that there's no Yibam by an Erva. Because I don't need any pasuk to teach me that there's no Yibam by an Erva. If so, why does it say Aleh? The reason it says Aleh is to teach me the halacha of Tzara's Erva. Tzara's Erva, that's Litzra. That's the next part of the Braisa. I need Aleh to teach me the halacha of Tzara's Erva. Yeah, I need a Leah to teach me the Halach of Tzara's Erva, because the Halach of Tzara's Erva is a din dafke b'makom mitzvah. It's a chiddush haTorah in Yibum, but shloi b'makom mitzvah, there's no such concept of a Tzara's Erva. There's no Halach in the world anywhere that says that a person is not allowed to marry the tzara of one of his arayas. There is no such halacha. It's a halacha dafka b'makom yibum. That's the only place there's such a din. And being that this whole halacha is dafka b'makom yibum, so the Torah needed to make that clear. So how did the Torah make it clear? By saying the word aleha. The Torah wrote litzrar tech b'mechadesh, the concept, the musig, the grace of musig of a tzaras erva, but the Torah needed to make sure that we understood that it's only an erva b'makom yibum. So the way the Torah did that was by saying the word aleha. What shaychis ma inyan aleha etzal yibum yivam mayavay aleha, and that's what the brisa meant. How does it fit in the brisa? So you're right. The Gemara mutchet with it a little bit on daf ches amar aleph. Ayin sham. Just learned it, albeit quickly, and that's the point, however, that Rava is making. But the Gemara is not finished. Amalei Rami Bar Chama le Rava. So Rami Bar Chama asked Rava. He said, I don't understand. Eima erva gufa shaloi b'makom mitzvah tishteri. Once we say that the reason the Torah wrote the word Aleh in the parish of Achis Isha was to teach me that litzrar that's mentioned in that pasuk, the tzaras erva, is limited dafka to b'makom mitzvah, but shaloi b'makom mitzvah, there's no such thing as a tzaras erva. If we say that with regards to the tzaras erva, why don't we say that with regards to the erva itself? Maybe the only time there's an iser achis isha is b'makom yibum, but shaloi b'makom yibum, there should be no iser achis isha, right? We have to take in this kasha for a second. The Gemara is asking right now that maybe the whole erva of Achis Isha should only be nageya b'makom yibum. But shaloi b'makom yibum, there should be no such erva. You're going to tell me, how could that be? It doesn't even make any sense, really. It says litzrar in the pasuk. Litzrar is tzaras erva. Tzaras erva is only b'makom yibum. Shaloi b'makom yibum, there's no such thing as a tzaras erva. So maybe there's no such thing as an achis isha. Shaloi b'makom yibum. Maybe the whole institution of the erva called achis isha will only be noigeya b'makom yibum. No, that rai is no. But achis isha, that's where it says aleo. Just like aleo limits litzrar to b'makom yibum because of yavam yavi aleo. So maybe aleo also limits achis isha that it's going to be dafka b'makom yibum. Zokti gemar v'lav kavu chaymer. It can't be. It doesn't make any sense. Kavu chaymer. One of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah addresses them, right? You can't say a svara that's contradicted by Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara says this doesn't work. It doesn't reconcile with Kal V'Chomer. How? Why? B'makom mitzvah asir shloi b'makom mitzvah shaya. If it's also b'makom mitzvah, certainly it has to be also shloi b'makom mitzvah. Right? The Gemara, what do you mean? That's the whole cheshbon in the sugi. Amalei tzara teichiach. Why is it different than tzara? The b'makom mitzvah asiru. They see it's also b'makom mitzvah shloi b'makom mitzvah shayu. Yet it's muta shloi b'makom mitzvah. Amalei. So the Gemara says Rava told Rami Bar Chama alecha amakro. It's regarding your kasha, right? Not you, but your kasha that you're saying right now that the pasuk said b'chayel. It says v'isha elachosa loisikach litzrar legaloi servasa aleha. And we learn from here, kol b'shechayeh, that as long as the person's wife is alive, it's aser for him to marry her sister, and it doesn't matter what the scenario is. It doesn't matter if it's b'makom mitzvah or if it's shalei b'makom mitzvah, that's something that's always going to be the halacha. Frank the Gemara, is that true? B'chayeh teaches me the halacha that kol she b'chayel asuro, even shaloi b'makom mitzvah, hay b'chayel mi bayi leilu mutar lacham yiso. I need b'chayel to teach me a more simple halacha, to teach me that achoy sisha la'achar misas ishtoy is mutar. Right, the only erva that's mutar la'achar misa is achoy sisha. So a person not marry his wife's sister, but if his wife dies, not divorces, but if his wife dies, so then the halacha is he's allowed to marry his sister. How do I know that? Because it says b'chayel. It's enough in a word in the Torah. So how could you tell me b'chayel teaches me kol she'b'chayel? I need b'chayel to tell me the mutar l'achamisa. Someone says, ahi, mi v'isha elachosa nafka. I know it from v'isha elachosa. V'isha elachosa sounds like that you're married to the two at the same time. Frey to Gemara, mi v'isha elachosa. No, if it would have said v'isha elachosa, I mean, I would have thought niskarsha shario, that maybe even niskarsha is going to be mutar. Well, why? Because it's not v'isha lachaisa. V'isha lachaisa sounds like you're married to both at the same time. But if you divorce her, then it's going to be mutatam alayim b'chayel. Therefore, I need b'chayel, that kol she'b'chayel, as long as she's alive, the afa gafdin is gar shaloi. That even if you divorce her, it's going to be aser. But the Gemara says again, that you can't tell me that from b'chayel I know that achis isha is aser even shaloi b'makom mitzvah, because b'chayel, I darshan kol she'b'chayel. The reason you can't do that is because b'chayel is taken already. You're right, the Chayah is clearly coming to teach me something, but we know what it's coming to teach us. It's coming to teach us the halacha that the only time there's an Isra Achis Isha is as long as the man's wife is alive. But once she dies, he's allowed to marry her sister. So again, what's the kasha? That Ramele Rami Bachama the Rava, that you, Rava, are telling me that the word Aleh is coming not what all the Amoraim thought up until Daf Ches, from Daf Gimel Amud Beis until Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We thought Allah was coming to tell me that there's an Isser Yibum by an Erev. Rava said that's not what Allah is coming to teach me. You know what Allah is coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me, in essence, that there's a Heter Tzaras Erva Shaloi B'Makam Yibum. Right? That's really what it's coming to teach me. That the Litzara of the Pasuk is only B'Makam Yavama Yavayala. But Shaloi B'Makam Mitzvah is going to be Mutter. Why? Because it says Litzara and it says Aleah. Litzara is only B'Makam Aleah. It's afraid Rabbi Bar Chama, the bumbest cash in the world. He says that same Pasuk that says Litzara says V'Isha Al-Achaysa, it says the Erev of Achaysisha, so maybe Achaysisha is also only Yasa B'Makam Yibum. How do you know there's an Isra Achaysisha Shaloi B'Makam Yibum? Again, when we said over the Kasha, we repeated it, Pasha to take it in, because it sounds like a Klotz Kasha, but it's not, it's a bomb Kasha, because the same Pasuk that says Litzara says the Isra Achaysisha, and if Alel limits Litzara, Davka to B'Makam Mitzvah, so she'll limit Achaysisha to B'Makam Mitzvah as well. So that's what we're up to now. That's Rami Rachama's Kasha on Ravas. So we're at the last leg of this. Says the Gemara, Elo Amir Rafuna Bar Tachlifa Mishmeder Rava. So Rafuna Bar Tachlifa said, I'm going to tell you what I heard from Rava. Rava clarified his position a little bit better, which will answer Rami Rachama's Kasha. He said that really trade Kroik Sivi. That if you look at the Pasuk, I mean, it's all the same Pasuk. This two diyukim, it's not trade Kroik, it's not two psukim, but there's two diyukim in the Pasuk. Ksiv, it says, Isha Lachoiso Loisikach Litzra, which is Mashma. That the person's not allowed to marry both. Say ishna el achoisa. There's an iser of two. V'ksivin, it says legalos ervasa. It says legalos ervasa, which is a lashon yachid. And the chada mashma, which is mashma only one, says the Gemara. So is it two or is it one? Meaning, is it two isurim or is it only one iser? Very, very subtle dig. Isha lachoisa lisikach litzrar. That's a lashon rabim. It sounds like there's two isurim. And then we have legalos ervasa, the chada mashma, which is mashma only one iser. Just to say it a little bit better, the way Rashi says it. Isha lachoisa, which is always better. Loisikach litzrar is mashma that there's an iser, say on the achoisisha, and say on the tzoris achoisisha. Legalos ervasa, with a mapik hey, is mashma that there's an iser on only one. So is the achoisisha and the tzoris achoisisha aser? Or is only one of them aser? Hakeitzad. So Rava held this was a kasha in this pasuk that talks about achisisha, in this pasuk that talks about tsaras achisisha, in this pasuk that makes a mention of yibum by using and invoking the word aleh, which means yivam yavay aleh. There's a diak that's mashma. Sometimes the erva and the tsaras erva aser, and sometimes only one of them are aser. Hakeitzad. He said like this: b'makam mitzvah shnei masuros. If it's b'makam mitzvah, it's b'makam yibum, then they're both going to be aser. That's isha lachisul. It's side the Isha Lachoisa and it's the Litzor, it's the Achoisisha and the Tzaras Achoisisha. They're both going to be awesome. Oh, but Shaloi B'Makam Mitzvah, that's the Galer's Ervasa. That's the Lashon Yochid. Yeah, Suri, that's when only she's going to be awesome. V'tzurasa Muteres, but over there the Tzara is going to be Mutter. So again, it says Aleo is clearly coming to limit something to B'Makam Yibum. What's it coming to limit to B'Makam Yibum? Says Rava Tzaras Erva. Maybe also Erva. I hear. Good kasha, Rami Bar Chama. Abba said, Rav Huna Bar Tachlifa, that I heard from Rava, that Rava said, because he had a mashmois in the Pasuk, that the Pasuk was taka saying that something is limited to B'makam Yibum, but there's also something that's not limited to B'makam Yibum. And what is that? He said, what it must be is one of the two, and he held that it was the Achisisha, because that's what the Legalis Ervasa, which is Chada Mashma, and he held that's coming to say that the Achisisha is going to be even Shaloi B'makam Yibum. It's only the Tzaris Achisisha that's going to be B'makam Yibum. So says the Gemara, but Epochana, how do you know when they're both Aser and when one is Aser? We're saying that B'makam Yibum, they're both Aser. Shaloi B'makam Yibum, only one is Aser. Which one? Rava picked the Achisisha. Or befreak the Gemara Efshefakert. Maybe B'makam Mitzvah, he Asura V'tzarasa Muteres, which makes sense in Svara, Ayin Rashi. Maybe it's just the opposite. Maybe B'makam Mitzvah, there the Erev is going to be Aser, the Achisisha, and the Tzaras Achisisha is going to be Muter. But B'shaloi B'makam Mitzvah, it's Davke Shaloi B'makam Mitzvah, that Shteyim Asura is, they're both going to be Aser. So he said, Imkain, if that's the case, Lo Yomar Aleh. The Torah should not have had to have said Aleh. Because in Svarah, that's the way you would have thought it is. All the Torah had to say was these two diyukim. Isha lachoysa loisikach litzrar, which is mashma, they're both aser. Ish legalos ervasa, which is mashma, one is aser. I would have a little bit of an issue over here. The way I would reconcile it is, I would say probably one is talking about B'makom Yibum, and the other one is talking about Shaloi B'makom Yibum. And B'makom Yibum, that one is Aser and one is Mutter, makes sense, B'makom Mitzvah. Shaloi B'makom Yibum, that's when they're both going to be Aser. That's something I would know Mitzvah. Why would the Torah need to tell me Aleah? Must be because it's Hepech HaSvar. And I need Aleah to acknowledge and to bring out that point to emphasize that don't think in Svara, but rather think fakared from the Svara, and that's only something I would know by virtue of the fact that it says Allah Omni Rav Ashi Rav Kahano. So Ashi asked Rav Kahano one final kasha. We said that already. Mimai Dai Oleh Li Sura. How do you know that Oleh is coming Li Sura? Dumaleh Teira. Maybe the whole Oleh is really coming to be Matter, meaning, how do you know Allah is coming to teach me the Isser Tzaras Erva B'makoyim Yibum? Maybe a little bit fakir. Rather, V'hachi Kam Rachmona, Isha L'choysa Lo Yisikach Litzra, Lo Yhi V'lo Yitzarasa, that a person has an Isser with an Achis Isha, and with the Tzaras Achis Isha, Shaloi B'makoyim Allah, when it's Shaloi B'makoyim Yibum, Avo B'makoyim Allah, but maybe B'makoyim Allah, Shteya Mutaris, maybe they're both going to be Mutar. And that's already a chiddush, and maybe that's what the pasuk is coming to say. Meaning, maybe the chiddush of Aleha is coming to tell me that everything is going to be mutar b'makom yibum. So the Gemara said it can't be, because im kein the galus ervasa the chada heichim mishkachasal. Where is it ever going to be negeya that only one of them is us? Again, Rava had this stiyak that it's mashma. Sometimes two are us, and sometimes one is usher. If they're both always usher shaloi b'makom yibum, and they're both mutar b'makom yibum, so when's it ever negeya? When's it ever negeya the fact that one is going to be us? Ibe makom mitzvah. If it's b'makom mitzvah, shtei mutaris, they're both mutar. And ish shaloi b'makom mitzvah, then shtei masur. They're both going to be aser. Bottom line is, this concludes the cheshbon of Rava. What's the very short version of Rava? The short version of Rava is that Rava says, Enochinami, Itaka don't need Aleha to tell me that there's no Yibum by an Erva. Why then does it say in the Torah Aleha? It says Aleha in the Torah to teach me the halacha of Tzaras Erva. Tzaras Erva says Litzra. No, to teach me that Tzaras Erva is Dafke B'makom Aleha. It's Dafke B'makom Yibum. But Shalei B'makom Yibum, there's really no Isser of Achvois. There's really no Isser of Tzara Serva. That's the short version of Rava. The long version of Rava is today's daf. That's the long version of Rava. But the point is, the short version of Rava is that, and this concludes, very, very importantly, the first part of this sugya, which is the first halacha of the Mishnah, which said, Chamesh esrei noshim, poitreis tzareiseim, v'tzareis tzareiseim, min achalitzo, min ayibum, atzoy fa'olam. And the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis said, minon immediately, how do you know that there's no yibum by an erev? How do you know there's no yibum by a tzareis erev? How do you know there's no yibum by a tzareis erev? So the Gemara says, you want to know how you know there's no yibum by an erev? It says, aleha by yibum, yavama yavay aleha, and it says, aleha by achis isha. Isha ala chaitzo lo yisikach litzra legalas ervasa aleha b'chayel. And that teaches us that even b'makim yibum still there's an Isra. How do you know Tzara Serva? It says Litzra. How do you know Tzara Serva? Because it could have said Lotzer, instead it says Litzra. And that's how I know the halacha of Tzara's Erva as well. The Gemara's great sakasha was, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that there's no Yibum by an Erva? L'chura in Svara I would know, because Ein Asei Doicha Lois Asei Sheyesh by Karas. L'maskana, we have three terus. And the first terus is, you would have thought, Hoyo V'ishtari Ishtari, which is only true for Nasa Meis V'meis V'achakach Nasa Chai. The second terus of the Gemara is, that you would have thought, Akesha the Rabbi Yoina. And the third terus of the Gemara is, you're right, Enochinami, you don't need Olel to tell me that there's no Yibum by an Erva. Aye, it says Olel. It does say Aleh. It's true. It says the Gemara, the Braisa brought Aleh because we need Aleh to teach me the Halach of Tzara Serva. Not the Isser Tzara Serva, but the Het Tzara Serva. To tell me that the only time there's an Isser Tzara Serva is B'makam Aleh, B'makam Yibum. But Shalai B'makam Yibum, not. Zok the Gemara weiter. Gufa. Rebbe said. Now, whenever you see Gufa, it means that we're about to say something that we already said. We already said what we're about to say on Amud Aleph, and as promised, we went through that Gemara a little bit quickly when the Gemara brought Shitas Rebbe. Now we're just going to go through it a little bit more slowly. It got late, so not that much slower. Zok the Gemara, Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe says, it could have said in the Torah, V'lokach. It says, U'lokacha loy li'isha v'yibma. And really, it could have said V'lokach, and instead of saying V'lokach, it says U'lokacha. V'yibim. It could have said V'yibim, and instead it says V'yibma. So why did the Torah write it in that way? Lesser tzoros v'arayas. To tell me that tzoros are aser, and to tell me that arayas are aser as well. Says, so what does it even mean? What does it even mean? We saw it on Amud Aleph. We went through it very, very quickly. Now, Pashit, what's the drasha? The drasha is that the ulakacha is mashma, that only sometimes, right? Ulakacha. Her, yeah, you could do Yibum with. But the andere, you can't do yibum. V'yibma. Yeah, with her you could do yibum. V'yibma, not mit ihr. But mit the andere nish. So in the lekocha, we're excluding someone from yibum. In the v'yibma, we're excluding someone from yibum. So who are we excluding? We're excluding tsarais, and we're excluding arayas. Freit the Gemara, where do you see tsaras anywhere? I just don't even see a reference of the word tsaras. The whole concept of a tsaras erva is a chiddush nifla she'en kamoyu b'chol ha'olam, right? It's an incredible chiddush. You need to have a source to it. The ulakacha means not a tsara. The yibma means not an erva. I understand. We know what an erva is. But where do you see anywhere a parasha of tsaras? Oh, it's tsara militzra nafka. Don't we learn tsaras from litzra? Wasn't that the price on the afgimel on the base? Why would Rebbe need a new drasha to teach me the halacha of tsaras? So the Gemara says, litzra mapikle, Rebbe likter Reb Shimon. As it relates to litzra, what Rebbe does with the word litzra, and he uses it for Reb Shimon uses it. So what did Reb Shimon use litzra for? So there's a fun Rashi here, who quotes a Gemara, the Kaman Daf Chav Ches on the base, with three brothers, two of them were married to two sisters. This is like really roll your sleeves up and dive into Yavamis, but it's really the Kaman Daf Chav Ches on the base, Ayin Shom. So all we need for right now is that whatever Reb Shimon did with the word litzra, that's what Rebbe did with the word litzra. As it relates to tzara, where do you see the word tzara over here? So the Gemara is hachaksiv. Where do you see tzara hachaksiv? So the Gemara says hachikamer. Imkein le'makrav olakach mayu lekacha. What it's coming to teach us is kol hechad iketrei lekuchen. Whenever there's a situation where there's two lekuchen, right? There's two people that the yavan can marry. The boy nasiv hai, the boy nasiv hai. Where if he wants, he can marry this one. If he wants, he can marry that one. So then the halacha is sharia and a chenami. But the eloi, if he doesn't have a choice, because one of the two is not let him marry because she's an erva, so then the halacha is travayu asir and they're both going to be asir. So you want to know what Rebbe's drasha is? Rebbe's drasha is it could have lakach and said it says ulakacha, and that teaches us that in the event that the person had a choice which one to marry, so then anachinami he can pick. But in the event that one of them was already not nogeh because one of them was an erva, then the other one also becomes a problem, even though she's not an erva. Hence, this is the makar to the halacha of tzaras erva. Says the Gemara of v'yibma. What does v'yibma teach me? B'makom yibum hu da'asira tzara, shaloi b'makom yibum sharya tzara. Meaning, v'lokach, v'ulakacha, v'yibim v'yibma teaches me the halacha of tzaras erva. How is that? V'lokach ulakacha teaches me the halacha of tzara, only when I have a choice of both. But if I have to pick one, then you can't pick any. And that's the concept of a tzara. When does the halacha of tzara apply? The next words. The yibma, it's tafka b'makom yibam. Zok the Gemara v'rabbanan hai ulakacha mai avdilei. What do they darshan from the word ulakacha? So the Gemara says, Mibay lulik Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina. They use it for Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina. Use it. Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina. Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina said ulakacha. From the word ulakacha, I learn melamit shemegarshe v'gat machzira. That Yavam that divorces his wife, so someone did Yibam, and he was married for 20 years, and then he decided that he wants to divorce his wife. So the halacha is he could divorce her and that he could remarry her, meaning there would have been a havamina that maybe once the Yavam divorces his wife, at that point, he can't remarry her again. At that point, maybe the Isser Eish Hazach, the old Isser Eish Hazach, is going to come back to haunt him. And as a result, he's not going to be able to remarry this woman again. Kamash Malan Ulakacha, that it's a regular Lekuchen. We look at them as being married in a very, very regular sense. Shemegar Shebegetu Machsir, he's allowed to remarry her even after he divorces her. V'yibma, what does that teach us? Al Karcha. The halach is that a Yavam is allowed to do Yibam even Bal Karcha. Soktimar V'Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef B'Chanin, has Rebbe nor Rabbi Yosef B'Chanin's halacha. Rebbe learned, used the to teach me the halacha of tzaras erva, that it's only to give a makom mitzvah, not to give a shaloi makom mitzvah. So obviously, he can't use a lekacha to teach me shemegash begetu machziro. So how does he know the halacha megash begetu machziro? So the Gemara says miliisha nafki. He learns it from the word liisha al karcha. How does he know the word the halacha that a yavam's allowed to do yibam al karcha? So the Gemara says miyavama yavay aleha nafka. This is something that he learns from yavama yavay aleha. Exhale. So this concludes a very intense dafches, and the truth is that dafches is where we start really getting into yavamis, right? It's only 1 week. Daf Beis and Daf Gimel was obviously yavamis, and then the Gemara immediately digressed. Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zion, where we were dealing with different halachas related to Hasei Deichalei Sasei, some very, very geshmaki Gemaras, different ideas, Abinish Yavamis, Daf Ches, we're all in. Now we're starting to really, really get into it. Rashi HaKadosh, right here in Daf Ches on the Beis, asks a gevaldige kasha. Rashi says that what emerges from the sugya, the first week of Yavamis, is that we have two mekoyres to the halacha of Tzara Ser. We have the drasha on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, and we have Rebbe's drasha on Daf Ches. The drasha on Daf Gimel Amid Beis was, it says in the parish of Achos Isha, the Isha el Achosa loisikach litzrar legalois ervasa olea b'chayeh. Litzrar means sorrow, and we learn from here that a tzoros achos isha is aser dafka b'makom maleh, which means yavama yava yaleh, to teach me that there's halacha that b'makom mitzvahs yibum there's something called a tzoros erva. That's one drasha. The second drasha is Rebbe's drasha. Dafches on the base. It could have said v'lakach instead. It says in the Torah l'kacha. It could have said v'yibem instead. It says v'yibma. Lesser tzara shall arise. And that's coming to teach us that tzara shall arise, that there's a halacha of tzara ser. Frank Rashi, the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amid Beis said, after it brought the drasha of Litzrar to teach me that there's a halacha of tzara serva, that's good for a tzara serva. How do I know tzara serva? Said the Gemara, you know I know tzara serva? I know it from the fact that the Torah didn't say Lotzur, rather it said Litzrar. So from Litzrar I know that not only is a Tzoras Erva Asura, but a Tzoras Erva is also Asura. But Al Kaponim, it was Mavur in the Braisa, that even after we have a Makar to teach me that a Tzoras Erva is Asur, we still need a Makar to teach me that a Tzoras Erva is Asur. Valzen Nemar, not Lotzur, but Litzror, to teach me Saida Halacha of Tzara Serva, and Saida Halacha of Tzara Serva. Frank Rashi, if that's the case, Rebbe Darshan's a different drasha. Rebbe's drasha is, V'lokachu l'kocha v'yibim v'yibma, lesser Tzoras v'arayas, or lesser Tzoras shalarayas. That drasha teaches me the Halacha of Tzara Serva. But it doesn't teach me the Halacha of Tzara Serva. So Frank Rashi, if that's the case, how does Rebbe know the Halacha of Tzara Serva? We have two drashas for the halacha of Tzara Zerva. We have Litzrar, and then we have V'lokachu l'kocha v'yibim v'yibma. In Litzrar, we have a makar not only for Tzara Zerva, but also for Tzara Zerva. In V'lokachu l'kocha v'yibim v'yibma, we have a makar to the concept of a Tzara Zerva, but we don't have a makar to Tzara Zerva. So, Frank Rashi, according to Rebbe, what is the makar to the halacha of Tzara Zerva? So, before Rashi's teretz, we have to take a step back, and we just have to reacquaint ourselves a little bit with what exactly a Tzara Zerva is. It sounds intimidating, but really, it's very, very simple. So what's a Tzara Serva? Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven died. He left over no children. He also left over two wives. One of his wives was an Erva to Shimon. Shimon's daughter, Shimon's wife's sister, Shimon's mother-in-law's mother, whatever it was. One of the 15 Arayis mentioned in the Mishnah. The other wife was not an Erva. The halacha is that an Erva does not fall a Yibum. Not only is there no Yibum by an Erva, there's no Chalitza. Not just that, the Tzara Serva as well. So there's no Yibam V'chalitza on the Erva. There's also no Yibam V'chalitza on the Tzara Serva. Now to be clear, that's only true for the brother to whom one Yavam is an Erva, so that the other Yavama will be the Tzara Serva. But what would be if Reuven died and he left over not one brother, he left over two brothers. He left over Shimon, he left over Levi, and it was the same case. Reuven was married to Shimon's Erva and to another wife. But to Levi, there was no Erva relationship as it relates to Reuven's wives. So Shimon can't do Yibam V'chalitza on his Erva. As a result, he can't do Yibam V'chalitza on the Tzara's Erva either. But Levi, if he wants, he could be Miyabim, either the Erva or the Tzara Serva. Because to Levi, all it is a regular Yavama, and as a result, there's no problem. What would happen if Levi went, and Levi was Miyabim, the Tzara Serva? Not Shimon's Erva, but rather the Tzara Serva. It's fine. It's perfect. He's Mekayim Mitzvah Esed Eiraisa of Yavama Yavayala. It could be the Yavama is also Mekayim Mitzvah Esed Eiraisa of Yavama Yavayala. What would be if Levi also had another wife, and then Levi died with no children? So that now Levi's two Yavamas fall to Yibum Lishim. One Yavama was the Tzaras Erva of Reuven's marriage. The other Yavama is Levi's wife, who's falling to Yibum now for the first time to Shimon. Alzen Nemar, the halacha of Tzaras Erva. The Tzaras Erva, being that she was a Tzaras Erva in Reuven's marriage, she retains her status of as a Tzara Serva in Levi's marriage, and as a result, she's going to be also to Shimon. The chiddush is that not only will she be aser to Shimon, but Levi's other wife is also going to be aser to Shimon. Why? Because Levi's other wife is a tzara serva. She's the tzara to the woman that was the original tzara serva. And just like there's a halacha of tzara serva, so too there's a halacha of a tzara serva. That's the basic halacha. This is the first Mishnah, Mesechtes Yevamos. This is the concept of tzara serva, and it works that soif ha'olam. You can have a tzara serva and a tzara serva, v'chulu. One thing we need to clarify, and that is, again, very, very poshut, very, very basic. Why is it so poshut in the halacha of tzara serva that the woman that was a tzara serva in Reuven's marriage retains her status as a tzara serva right now in Levi's marriage? You could argue mehechatese. Her yichus is tzara serva. What made her a tzara serva? The fact that she was married to Reuven together with someone that was an erva to Shimon. So that the erva to Shimon was the erva, and the other woman was the tzara serva to Shimon. That was all in Reuven's marriage. Now already we're handling Levi's marriage. In Levi's marriage, there's no erva to Shimon. Levi's not married to any one of Shimon's arayas. So if Levi's not married to any one of Shimon's arayas, couldn't we make the argument that the tzara's erva should no longer be deemed the tzara's erva? And if that's the case, the halacha should be that right now she's beseder, and if that's the case, there's no tzara serva. Meaning, how do you understand the whole idea, the whole institution of a tzara serva? Because the tzara serva was a tzara serva in Reuven's marriage, that means she's continues to maintain this status, this toyar of tzara serva in Levi's marriage, so that we can now create a tzara serva. Mechateisi. There's a long answer to this question. There's a short answer to this question. The short answer to this question is one word: Nesra. There's something called Nesra. Nesra is something that the Gemara talks about more in Perek Arba Achim, but really it underpins the entire Masechtas Yevamos. To quote Rabbi Lazar in Yevamos Chaf Ches Amad Aleph, Kivan Sha'amda Olav Sha Achas Be'isr, Nesra Olav Olamos. There's a halacha that if a Yevama falls Liyibom, and this Yevama is Asr to the Yevam, as long as she was Asr Sha'achas, Achas, the halacha is Nesra Olav Olamos. There are many different applications of the halacha of Nesra, but this is a classic application of it. Because when this Yevama fell a Yibum the first time, she was a Tzaras Erva. Now she fell a Yibum since Tzveitinmo, through the death of Levi. She's going to maintain her status as a Tzaras Erva. She's still going to be Asr. You know why? Because Kivan She Nesra Olav Sha'achas, Nesra Olav Olamos. Once she's Asr Sha'achas, she's going to be Asr forever. So you're right, the Siba of Tzaras Erva maybe is no longer applicable, but it doesn't matter, because the halach is that once she's Asr, she's going to remain Asr forever. But either way, this is the concept of Tzaras Erva. So again, let's go back to Rashi. Frank Rashi Akasha, that we have two makaris to the halach of Tzaras Erva. We have the Brais on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we have Rebbe's Drasha on Daf Ches. On Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara learned Tzaras Erva from the fact that it says the word Litzra in the parsha of Achos Isha. So the Gemara said, Litzra teaches me Tzaras Erva. How do I know Tzaras Erva is of the Gemara? Because it could have said Lotzur, instead it said Litzra, to teach me not only Tzaras Erva, but Oichit Tzaras Erva. Rebbe, in his Drasha on Daf Ches, said that how do I know Tzara Serva? It says Ulakacha, it could have said Velakach. It says Vayivma, it could have said Vayivbein. Lesnar Tzara is Varayas, to teach me that a Tzara Serva is going to be awesome. Dos is ein Drasha, Zog Drashi. Nish Tzve Drashas. So if all it is one Drasha, Lachayra, all I should know is the halacha of Tzara Serva. According to Rebbe, what's the makar to the Tzara Serva? Zog Drashi, a very, very important teretz. Zog Drashi, that the emes is, you don't need a makar to tzaras erva. Because once I know tzaras erva, I know already tzaras erva. How so? Because what happens when a yevama falls liyibum, but there's no heter to do yibum, and there's no heter to do chalitza, or no necessity to do chalitza? That means, essentially, she's an eshesach sheloi b'makom mitzvah. Because every single yevama is really an eshesach. Narvas, it's the mitzvah's yibum, the zikas yibum, the nefilah yibum, that's matter the isa yishasach. But to the extent that you have a yevama, that doesn't fall a Yibam, where there is no Zika, where there is no mitzvah Yibam, there's no Esalaysiyesh, because Poitroy Sareseim and Al Yibam and Chalitza, so that means she never fell a Yibam. If she never fell a Yibam, there's no Heter Eshazach. If there's no Heter Eshazach, so Grashi, it's Poshit why the halacha is that the Tsaras Saras Erva is going to be Potem and Achalitza and Ayibam. Because every Tsaras Saras Erva is really a Tsaras Erva. What's the erva? Eshesach. What do you mean Eshesach? Every Yavama is an Eshesach. Yeah, of course every Yavama is an Eshesach. But by every Yavama, there's a heter on the Eshesach. But this Yavama, there's no heter by the Eshesach. Why is there no heter on the Eshesach? V'lokach ulokach v'yimim v'yimma teaches me lesson tzores v'arayas. So there's no heter tzores erva. So Zok Rashi, that once I know the halacha of tzores erva, at this point, it's not necessary for me to know the halach of Tzaras Saras Erva. Because the rega is halach of Tzaras Erva, Zoysay Meres, what does that mean? That means that the Tzaras Erva never got a heter Eshesach. So if there was never a heter Eshesach, then she's an Eshesach. An Eshesach is Oichetan Erva. So if an Eshesach is Oichetan Erva, so the Tzaras Saras Erva is essentially going to be a regular Tzaras Erva. What happened? What happened was Reuven died and he left over an Erva and a Tzaras Erva. And then Levi went, and Levi was miyabim the Tzaras Erva. That Tzaras Erva never fell a Yibam l'shimin. If she never fell a Yibam l'shimin, so comes out she retained her Isser Eshesach that she had while she was married to Reuven. She remained an Eshesach. So if she remained an Eshesach, kivon she Asra Olav Shav Achas Nesra Olav Olamas. So now she's going to be Asra forever. In Levi's marriage, she's still going to have that Alta Isser Eshazach that there's no way to ever remove. It's something that she's going to have to carry around with her for the rest of her life. She has that Isser Eshazach. Now that she dies, or now that Levi dies and he leaves over that Tzaras Erva together with another Yavama, that Yavama is going to be a regular Tzaras Erva. So Zok Rashi, you want to know why Rebbe didn't need a drasha for Tzaras Erva? Because once I know Tzaras Erva, every Tzaras Erva becomes an Eshesach Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah. And if that's the case, her Tzara becomes a regular Tzaras Erva. So once I know Tzaras Erva, I know at Tzif Kol Olam. I know already Tzaras Erva, Tzaras Erva, etc., etc., etc. Freik Reb Kiva Eger. And this is by far the most famous Reb Kiva Eger. Mesach Tzivam is maybe the most famous Reb Kiva Eger in Chas. Freik Reb Kiva Eger. If that's the case, so what's Pshat in the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis? I don't understand Pasha Pshat. The Gemara did need a drasha, not only to teach me Lotzor, but to teach me Litzrar. I needed a pasuk to teach me the Halach of Tzaras Erva, and the pasuk to teach me Tzaras Erva. Freik Reb Kiva Eger. Why do I need a pasuk to teach me Tzaras Erva? Rashi's Cheshbon. In Rebbe, you see, you don't have a pasuk to teach me Tzaras Erva. And the reason is because once I know Tzaras Erva, so every Tzaras Erva becomes an Eshesach Shaloi B'Mokam Mitzvah. So if every Tzaras Erva is an Eshesach Shaloi B'Mokam Mitzvah, so then I know Tzaras Erva. Because every Tzaras Erva is a Tzaras Erva, which Erva? Eshesach. So Freik Reb Kiva Eger and Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that why is it that I need a pasuk of Litzroy to teach me Tzaras Erva? L'chayre, every Tzaras Erva is also a Tzaras Erva. Now, we waited for Daf Ches to speak our Reb Kiva Eger's Kasha for two reasons. One reason is Pasha to get into it a little bit. The second reason is because when you hear Reb Kiva Eger's Kasha on Daf Gimel, it sounds like Reb Kiva Eger was Mechadish the Chap, that every Tzaras Erva should really be a Tzaras Erva. Because Tzaras Erva is Eshesach Shaloi B'Makam Mitzvah, so the Tzaras Erva should be a regular Tzaras Erva. Kivego wasn't Mechadish Techap. You know who was Mechadish Techap? Rashi was Mechadish Techap. It's Mefurish and Shitas Rebbe. Rashi said it's Muchrach and Shitas Rebbe. All Reb Kivega did was say one thing, that L'chayra, what Rashi is saying in Rebbe is Muchrach and Rebbe. And it makes sense. So if that's the case, why did the Tan and the Braisa Daf Gimel Amud Beis not learn the same exact way that Rashi was Mefarish Rebbe? And that is, I shouldn't need a pasuk for Tzaras Erva, because every Tzaras Erva is really a Tzaras Erva. I think it's kedai to add one knech, and that is, would there be a mokum to say that maybe it's true there's a halach of Tzaras Erva, but maybe not Tzaras Eshesach? Why? Why should Eshesach be different than all the other arayas? Because Eshesach in Yibum is an andere sort erva. You see, every Yibum is mater Eshesach. So if every Yibum is mater Eshesach, oh, so you came up with a chap. You found Eichatimtzah where there's no heter Eshesach. Oh, so now every Eshesach is going to become an erva. I don't know. Maybe that whole hanoch. Now it's a Rashi. and it's true in Rebbe. But maybe it's not something that is so muchrach. It's a toys gadol. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. It's klar that just like all arayas are poitroi sorei seim, but sorei sorei seim at soifa oilam, isner eishas ach is also poitroi sorei seim, but sorei sorei seim at soifa oilam. Now you know? It's the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned chamesh esrei noshim. It's partially a mistake. The Mishnah mentioned 15 noshim that are poitroi sorei seim. Two of them are an eishas ach. One is eishas achiv me'imoi. Okay, it's only a maternal brother's wife. So you'll tell me, Yibum is Eishas Achiv Me'aviv, not Eishas Achiv Me'imoy. It's the same Mr. Eishas Ach, but I hear, right? I hear. Oh, but what's the next Erev mentioned in the Mishnah? The first Erev on the top of that Beis Amid Beis. Eishas Achiv Shloi Hoya Bay Lamay. What's an Eishas Ach Shloi Hoya Bay Lamay? We have two brothers that never saw each other. So there was a brother, Reuven, that died. He left over no children. And then years later, there was another brother that was born. His parents gave birth to another child. And now this child has maybe a mitzvah to do Yibum. Al zeh nema, there's halacha of Eishnes Ach Shalai Hoya Bay Lama. It's learned that from a pasuk, where the halacha is that there's no Yibum and there's no chalitza by an Eishnes Ach Shalai Hoya Bay Lama. But here's the point. Not only is there no Yibum and chalitza by the Eishnes Ach Shalai Hoya Bay Lama, but it's one of the Chamesh Esrei Nashim that are poichnoi sarei seim, vitzorei sarei seim, and a chalitza and a Yibum. Which means that the halacha of Eishes Achshlei Hoya Bay Lamay is a regular erva that conveys the laws of Tzoras Erva as well. So you see clearly that an Eishes Ach does have the ability to pater a Tzora. So again, if that's the case, Freik Rab Kiva Eger, Davos, Daf the Bryce and Daf Gimel Amid Beis Hobin Adrosha. Sai to tell me Tzoras Erva and Sai to tell me Tzoras Erva. Let's roar with an extra rage to tell me the Allah of Tzoras Erva. L'chayre, every Tzoras Erva is really at its core a Tzoras Erva. And the whole raya that this Svar is a Svar in the Choyna, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, is because on Daf Chest, the Gemara brings another Makar to the Allah of Tzoras Erva, and that's Shitas Rebbe. And at Shitas Rebbe, we don't have a Makar to Tzoras Erva. And Rashi already asked the Kasha, and Rashi explained that it's not necessary to have a Makar to the Tzoras Erva, because once you establish Tzoras Erva, so the Tzoras Erva is really a Tzoras Erva. Tzora of Eishes Ach Shnoloi B'Makam Mitzvah. So Freik Rab Kiva Eger, if that's true in Shitas Rebbe and Daf Ches, why wouldn't it be true for the Tana, the Braisa, Daf Gimel Amud Beis? Now, there are many, many very lomdish terutzim that were given to answer this kasha from Rab Kiva Eger, from Rab Baruch Ber, to Rab Shloim Haiman, to Rab Chanan and Kovitz Aris, to Rab Aaron and the Mishnas Rab Aaron. There's so many very important terutzim to this kasha. And as Hashem, we'll get to it. But for right now, just one takeaway. And that is, any lomdish that we're going to say to answer this kasha, and this heavy lumbus to answer this kasha, is going to be true in the Braisan of Gimel Amud Beis. Oh, but at the end of the day, we have a Rashi on Dav Ches Amud Beis that says that Rebbe didn't have a pasuk for Tzoras Erva. And the reason Rebbe didn't have a pasuk for Tzoras Erva is because he didn't need a pasuk for Tzoras Erva. Because he held that Tzoras Erva is takan eishes ach shloi b'makom mitzvah, and as a result, the pat is Tzora. It almost feels like, before we even go down this road, that any lumdus we're going to say in the Tan and the Braisa Dav Gimel Amud Beis is not going to stim maybe with Shitas Rebbe. And if that's the case, what emerges from the beginning of the Masechta and from the drushes that we have is not just two drushes of what the Makar Tetzara Serva is. Oh, Litzra, or Lokach, Lokach, V'yibim, V'yibma. But it's two completely different ways of understanding the entire Masechta's Yavamas. Once we margish a little bit, some of the terutz and Rav Kiva's kasha is going to become very, very clear. And that is, there's two Yavamases. There's the Tan of the Braisa on Daf Gimel Amud Beis' Yavamas, and then there's Rebbe on Daf Ches' Yavamas. Sinit Zelbe Yavamas. Mamish, the whole Yavamas is going to be different. Literally, Mitchil Vatsoy, from sea to shining sea. You know how you know? Because of this point. Because the Tan on Daf Gimel Amud Beis needed a Pasuk for Tzara Sarah Zareva. Rebbe didn't need a Pasuk for Tzara Sarah Zareva.